How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to this early recording of Like-Minded Friends.
Yes, I mean, you might not be aware of it, but we've got up a little bit earlier. It's misty outside, very misty.
It is.
Mm.
I'm Susie Ruffle and he's Tom Allen.
That's right.
We're your friends.
We are your bestest friends. It's got very autumnal, hasn't it, Suze?
It has. And I feel I've got a specific cup for my coffee this morning, which I feel like you'll enjoy.
Yes.
Or you might be frightened of it.
Okay. Oh, what? A ghost?
It's a ghost mug.
Oh.
Too frightening? Lovely. Too frightening for you?
No, just right. It's just right. I think because it hasn't got like the top of its head.
No. Well, you need somewhere to drink out of, don't you, of course?
Of course, that's the thing, yes. Quite right. Oh, that's spooky. Where did you get such a spooky mug?
It was a gift from a friend for my daughter, arguably, and now I've started using it.
Lovely. What a lovely gift.
Because she's not really into tea yet.
No.
I don't know what age children are meant to drink tea, but I remember being given what my mum would call baby tea, which was just sort of milk and sugar and maybe like a squeeze of a tea bag from maybe one, two.
Yes, probably, yes.
In a beaker.
I think babies do that, don't they? Yeah.
Does that still happen?
I think so.
Does it?
I think so. I don't know, but I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been, love?
Oh, fine, thanks, fine. Just, you know, poodling along, getting ready for the autumn-winter season now. Of course, we've all got our jumpers out.
Yes. Do you have to do like a swap around with the wardrobe?
No, I don't actually. I keep it all out at all times, just in case.
Of course you do.
But some people do like to do a swap around in the loft, don't they, if they have a loft?
They do. Well, I put the big coats up there.
Oh, do you now?
Yes. In one of those vacuum bags, so they come out absolutely creased buggery.
I was going to say, yeah, that does sound like a creasing issue.
It really is.
But have you got them down now, or are you still holding off?
Well, I tell you what we'll do, Tom, and I don't mind people, you know, peeking behind the curtain. What I will do is we'll put them up there, just as they've been worn, and then we'll get them out of the hoovered bags and take them straight to the dry cleaners.
Oh, that is fancy, isn't it?
Then they get a bit of a... You know, it's almost like a new coat, isn't it?
It's like Downton Abbey, your life, isn't it?
It is like I'm the Dowager Duchess.
Countess, yeah. Great. Oh, great. Well, that's a nice thing to start the winter off. I don't mind telling you, I've got new socks on today, and that's been a lovely treat.
Oh, I love new socks.
Came with a little bit of crinkly paper in the leg hole.
Oh, posh socks.
Very posh. They were a gift as well.
Do your feet feel like they're being cuddled?
Yes, by a very thin...
man.
Well, yeah. Yes, exactly. Which is an unusual sensation.
Sure.
Don't know if I like it. It's nice to have little treats like that, isn't it? Nice to have little treats.
For oneself.
But for oneself at this time of year. I know, of course, a lot of people will be listening to us whilst they're going for a walk, maybe even a dog walk.
Yes.
I always feel like it's important to bring them in, let them know.
Oh, yes. Hello, dog walkers.
Hello.
What
have you got? Yes. What sort of dog is it?
Are you still considering getting a dog? I think it would be very good for you.
Well, you know, I was thinking about buying an antique chair, but the sale fell through, as in somebody else bought it. And
what kind of antique chair? A throne or something?
A throne, yes. A throne to go at the end of the room, just to let people know. And the thing is, I'm not getting it now, so I'm not so anxious about if a dog was to come along and nibble its legs or wee up it.
I thought you were saying now that you're not buying that, you could afford a dog.
Oh, there's that as well. Of course. Yeah, of course.
You only want one thing with four legs in the house. So it's a dog or a chair. It can't be both.
It's a dog or a chair. Yes, I was thinking, who's got four legs in this house? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, dogs, they have four legs. And some of them have three and they sort of...
Oh, yeah, they're fine.
And they sort of jog in a really charming, cute way.
Oh, I do think as well, a lot of dogs do like to use their hind legs to leap up.
To walk like a small person.
Yes, or to greet you. I like that. I'd like a dog.
So how long do you think until you get your Rottweiler called, I don't know, Rufus?
Margaret. Yeah, or something. Yeah.
Pamela.
Yeah, something like that. Daisy. Well, a matter of moments, really. Yeah, I think. I just want to make sure that the house is obviously dog ready.
And what do you think makes a house dog ready?
Probably fewer stairs than are in this house at the moment.
And I think dogs are fine with stairs.
That's true. I think some sausage dogs aren't.
Oh, well,
I don't know. Longer dogs can find it a bit difficult, I think.
Well, if you've got a sausage dog, you'd have to get some sort of lift, some sort of small elevator.
Oh, that would be cute. Wouldn't it? A little pulley. Yeah.
Oh, like a dumb waiter.
Yes, for dogs. Oh, yeah. That would be cute.
A dog waiter.
A dog. Suze, you're good at this time of the day.
Well, it's this coffee.
It's coffee, isn't it? Yeah, I did have Alf got me a cup of coffee very kindly, and it's still kicking in.
Oh, right. Sure.
Still kicking in.
Tom, should we tell the listener about what happened on Wednesday night?
Yes.
Can you remember what happened on Wednesday night?
No.
We went to the Attitude Awards.
Oh, that's right. I forgot what day it is. Sorry.
Yeah, I did see you really searching then.
I was thinking, oh no, what's happened? What day is it today? Oh yeah, Wednesday.
Oh no, not again. I've been in a time slip again.
Here I go. Bending the space-time continuum. Oh yes, we had such a nice time, didn't we?
Well, it's always a joy at the Tudies.
The Tudies, yes.
But I think the thing that was most exciting was that Elton John was there.
Yes. Presented an award by Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
It was quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Now, we weren't sat together this year.
Weren't allowed
to. I would love to have seen your reaction when Elton John walked on stage because you are such a big fan.
I started crying.
Did you? I thought you might.
Alfie filmed it.
Did he? Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You see, I've always wanted to meet him. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. That was why I got into show business, just to meet him.
Yes.
And I think I should try and meet him now.
Okay. How are you going to do that?
Well, I don't. Somebody said I should write a fan letter.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, you don't think that's a good idea, do you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you would get that to him.
Letter, email. Well, maybe it's a silly
idea. I just feel like there's probably quite a lot.
So I don't know. Maybe I won't meet him.
I think you need to find an inn.
But I don't know how to do things. I think other people are better at marshalling those sorts of things, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at it either.
That's sort of...
What I would do would I'd like tag them in a story on Instagram, and if they didn't respond, I'd be like, oh, well, I hate myself and I hate me and how embarrassing that I even tried.
Oh, Suze, that's exactly what I'm going to end up doing,
but
isn't it?
Of course. But of course, Tom, that's who we are.
That's how
we met.
Why can't we be like other people and happy?
Oh, those confident people. Mm. There were a lot of those confident people at the Tudies, I thought.
Do you think there were?
Yes. Mm. Yes. So many confident people at the Tudies.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, the kind of people that were like, I'm going to go and talk to that person.
Yeah. Oh, right. They would just march over.
And they'd just march over and, hello, I'm so-and-so. And I wanted to say hello to Jess Gunning.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I thought you met her. Actress.
No, I don't know her.
Oh, you'll meet her.
I'm sure. And I hope. But I love her and I loved her in Pride and I've watched her in a bunch of things and I saw her in a play once. And she's just, and obviously she's amazing in Baby Reindeer and she's having all of that very deserved success at the moment. And I was walking past her and Daph James was there, who is a fantastic writer who created the show Lost Boys and Fairies. And so I'd said hello to him because I know him a bit. And then I saw Jess and I wanted to say, oh, hi, I'm Susie. But I didn't have the confidence. So instead I just said, are you sick of people saying how brilliant you are? And she just laughed and said no. And I said, well, then let me tell you that I think you're brilliant.
Well, that's nice, Suze.
Yeah. But what I really wanted to do was like pull up a chair and be like, so babe, should we be friends? But I think that's weird.
No, you're the same age, I think.
We're both cool dudes.
Both cool. Both, nice people. I think there's no...
Because do you know her?
I've met her. Yeah, I do know her a little bit. I've met her through a couple of different people, actually. Mm. She's always so nice.
Yeah.
And I think she would be, the experience I've had meeting her, she would be delighted to meet you, I'm sure.
Well, yes. Well, but what I'm saying is I saw many other people who were very good at that sort of, I'm going to go over and say hello to that person because I think we should do a photo for Instagram so that everyone knows we've met. Whereas I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Well, that kind of thing is... A bit like when I told the listeners about when I met Armistead Maupin.
Yes.
I didn't ask for a photograph.
But for those who didn't hear, Armistead Maupin did know who Tom was, which was,
I think,
huge for us all.
The more I think about that, maybe he was just being polite.
Like that thing that Jeff Goldblum does.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, when he's like doing a line down, like when he's saying hello to people.
Yes.
He's got like an assistant with him. That would be like, you met this person 2 months
like the Devil Wears Prada.
They work at so-and-so. They were really friendly. You got on with them. And it'd be like, Tracy, it's great to see you again. And then Tracy's like, oh my God, he remembers that we met. Or he remembers that I interviewed him. Wow. And apparently it just means that everyone feels very special when they're with Jeff Goldblum. And I think that's nice.
Not a great idea.
What a great idea. But did he have a whispering man with him?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Well, there you go, Tom. I think that's from his brain.
Maybe. But we didn't have a picture. And I think there's, well, you know me, I'm old fashioned, but I think there's something quite nice about just having a moment. You said hello to Jess, and that's
very nice.
That's nice, and that will have meant a lot more to her. And I think as well, you forget that actually being genuine like that, people do actually feel that and appreciate it. So I think there's a lot more to be said for that. And we'll be more memorable than the people who just sort of walk around the world going, hi, can I get a selfie? Great.
Yeah, hi, I assume you'd like to meet me.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
We should collab.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah. Ugh. Well, I think as well, it's very strange for us, isn't it? Because, you know, we are that generation that straddles the era before the internet and now, before the internet and now the internet. And, we were actively told, don't make too much of a show of yourself. Don't draw attention to yourself, which I still think isn't a terrible way to be.
Well, I think as well, if I had been a kid and we'd seen someone famous, my mum would have been like, don't bother them. It must be horrible.
Oh, very thoughtful.
My mum would be like, you know, if we saw them, she'd say, like, oh, say hello, but don't, or like maybe ask for an autograph, but then like leave them alone.
We went to a church fete deliberately to meet Ronnie Corbett.
Never heard this story?
Because I was such a massive fan of the two Ronnies when I was a small child. And
hands up.
I was about 4 or 5 years old and my mum took me to the church fete in was it like Pearly, I think, or Shirley? Sort of outskirts of
Croydon.
Pearly
or Shirley. That would be good names for drag queens. Sisters that are drag queens.
Pearly and Shirley. Shirley Hills and Pearly Way and they, one of them married and he was there and he was getting out of his car and I marched over to him at the age of about 4 and said, hello, can I have your autograph, please?
What did he say?
He said, yes, of course. And he was very sweet. Very nice. He looked up to me and he said,
very good.
But no, he was very nice. Very nice man.
That's nice, isn't it?
But, you know, we live in an age now when people are actively encouraged to talk about themselves all the time, to share every part of their life all the time on social media. And I think that's very different. It's very sort of strange to us.
Yes. Well, because all you're sharing all the time on Instagram is sort of your garden.
Well, my attempts, yes.
How's it going?
Well, the tomatoes all died, didn't they? Cabbages are still balling up. What else to report? But the roses seem to be doing okay, actually.
That's good.
That's something, isn't it?
Small blessings,
yeah.
I was disappointed that Elton didn't sing on Wednesday. Sorry, I'm really speaking in loops this morning.
No, not at all. I think, yeah, he hasn't been terribly well, has he? He's been a bit poorly.
But it was great to hear that song from The Devil Wears Prada. I thought that was really good.
Oh, yeah, that was a good song, wasn't it? And about a magazine. It's about him buying a magazine.
Yes.
Which I thought was very apt.
Yes, it was very apt, wasn't it? I love the film Devil Wears Prada. I'm looking forward to seeing that show.
Yes, currently in Plymouth, isn't it? And she was there, Vanessa Williams.
Yes, that was exciting.
That was very exciting. We were very thrilled about that. We could see her from where we were sitting.
Oh, what, at dinner? Were you anywhere near Lulu?
Very.
Were you? How exciting.
It was so...
She kept going, where? Like that.
Yeah, she did. And people were like, please... stop shouting. There were lots of very interesting people there.
There were, it's true.
Yeah, lots. It was very, very nice.
I sat next to a couple that work in, well, one of them sort of a school governor, or no, a school head teacher, and the other one runs a charity called Curly's Farm.
Oh, right.
Which is a farm that is fully accessible for children and young people.
Oh, how brilliant.
That might have. And it could be anything from like you've been, it's not a school, but they can go there every day. And they learn sort of, and the young people learn life skills, but it can be anything from like, you're someone that's had a really tough start, so you've got like behavioral needs, or it could be someone with like a physical impairment, and but you can still learn how to sort of be on a farm and look after animals. And they were
lovely.
It's called Curly's Farm, and they were absolutely lovely, and it was so interesting to chat to them and get to know them.
What interesting people.
Yeah, Alice got their number. We're going for a day trip.
Oh, brilliant. Where is it?
Kent.
Oh, you see.
You know,
all
you know it,
things,
darling.
Are in Kent, yes. Oh.
That's what they say, isn't it?
They do.
Is that England's garden?
The Garden of England, yes.
The Garden of England.
Yes. I don't know what it renders Sussex as, the neighbouring county. Sort of grass verge.
The beach of England.
The beach of England. Lovely. But the thing is...
The Rock Garden of England.
The Rock Garden. Oh, that's nice, yes. Well, I would say the thing is, though, Kent claims that, but actually you go to, for example, Essex, and very gardeny, lots of gardeny
well,
bits.
Well, I would say the Lake District.
That's a nice garden. I mean, there's lots of gardeny bits.
That's one big, lovely garden.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Thomas Elizabeth Allen,
yes.
Should we have some emails?
I'd like that, yeah.
Me too. So we get so many emails, which is so lovely. So first of all, thanks so much if you've been in touch with the emails.
Yes.
They make us feel very special. Right, let's have this one. This one's called Ghosts, Flow and Electricity.
Oh, yes.
After listening to the latest episode, I needed something to get to sleep. Not an insult, I promise. Mm. And I scrolled back to a random old one, November 2023.
That'll be me.
Oh, I thought she was talking about you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. There we go.
Oh, God. Within the first 5 minutes, Susie was scared of ghosts in her house, and Tom was suggesting she put a lamp on because Flo said ghosts scared of electricity.
Mm.
I had to get back on my phone to check that I hadn't actually replayed the same episode, and now I'm emailing you instead of sleeping. Absolutely love the pod. Going to choose another random one, and we'll of course update you if Flo, Ghost, Electricity make an appearance on that one too. That's the thing with this podcast. Thank you Marianne.
Great name, by the way. Marianne such a great name.
Marianne
I like that name.
It was quite American to me.
It is very, very Tales of the City. But yes, we do repeat ourselves sometimes. I just think it's nice to, you know, not overwhelm people with too many ideas. That's what I will maintain. That's how I feel.
Okay.
We've had some very interesting responses to my nightmares.
Yes.
Rachel's been in touch. Hi, Tom and Susie. I love, written in capital letters, love your podcast. In regards to Tom's nightmares, I learned this technique from the podcast Best Friends Therapy by Elizabeth Day and Emma Reed Turrell. As I've been a very vivid dreamer all my life, but this technique works for me. Before falling asleep, say to yourself, brackets not out loud, thank you for my dreams. I would like not to remember them. Oh, seems very woo-woo, but it works for me. My dreams can stay with me all day and can impact my day, and it's never the good ones. Love you guys. Rachel in California.
California.
Oh,
imagine
being in California. Writing to us.
Listening to this old turd.
Oh, stop it, Suze. We're very grateful for all our listeners. And that's
I'm touched by it.
Please,
I'm touched by it.
Touched. And Harry's also been in touch about the same topic. I hope you're both well. I've been a fan of yours for years. I'm sad I must wait every week. I'm 30 and gay, #clang. And thank you for supporting me when I've been having a bad time with anxiety and feeling a bit lost at the 30 mark. I'm an art psychotherapist. I never believed that dreams meant something before I qualified and had art therapy myself. Based on Carl Jung, the unconscious, it is believed that by talking to your conscious, you work on your unconscious and vice versa. I did dream work in my own therapy, and after 6 months, my dreams changed from nightmares to nice/normal dreams. And I managed a lucid dream. I know, weird. Anyway, without getting too geeky and serious, thought this may help. Susie, I remember you saying you were basically a therapist and you get the go ahead from me. Brackets, not that it means anything. Thanks for all your support and cheering me up. Bye, 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 bye. Harry, what a lovely message.
Thank you so much, Harry. That's interesting, isn't it?
Subconscious, conscious. It's endless.
Subconscious. It's all too confusing for me.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
It is a bit overwhelming, but I like the idea.
Oh,
are you going to start talking to your subconscious before you go to sleep?
Yes, I don't know how to do that, though. Oh, it's another thing. Isn't that I'll probably get wrong?
Oh, Tom. This is a question asking whether this is gay culture, which of course we are constantly trying to work out what gay culture is. The arbiters, indeed. Hi, friends. We are two like-minded friends on holiday.
Oh, clang.
We've been hiking in Slovakia.
Very gay culture already.
Very gay culture.
Very gay culture.
and now we're having a chill day in Krakow before heading home. We looked up the gay bars and currently are on a gay boat. AKA Slay Space.
Wow.
Picture attached. And we wanted to check with you both. Are boats gay culture? We think yes, because Navy, calling boats she and putting on a little outfit to go boating, etc. But I wanted an official opinion on the matter from the experts. P.S. Thanks for Reassurance Hotline. You mentioned it once and it's become a very helpful shorthand between my friend and her sisters. Bye et al, Bex and Sophie. Well, first of all, Bex and Sophie, I appreciate you bringing this to the fore.
Yes.
Because it is the sort of thing that we do need to get across.
Get to the bottom of.
We really do. I think that this is gay culture.
I think
boats in general.
I think boats,
gay culture.
I think of all the modes of transport, I would say gay culture is shipping and boating. Yeah.
Well, also cruising, isn't it? Because there's a number of ways to cruise.
Lord knows. Yeah. And
both in Vauxhall and, I don't know, down the Danube.
Wow. Yes, exactly.
Or up the Danube.
Or up the Danube, whichever way you prefer. We're not here to judge. Yes, absolutely. I would say much, much more gay culture than even flying, which does, of course, have gay connotations because, as we know, all cabin crew are presumably gay.
Male, female, somewhere in between. All gay.
All gay. I think... because what other cars aren't very gay, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Bikes, no.
No, well, they could be quite dykey and they rhyme with dyke.
Oh, I didn't think of that, Suze.
Oh, are you seeing it all from a male perspective, Tom?
Yes, the male gaze, of course.
The male gaze.
The male gaze. That could be my PhD. G-A-Y-Z. Yeah, but I think going along the Krakow River. What's the river in Krakow called?
I should know that.
I've got to look that up now. Otherwise, people will be annoyed. Krakow.
Oh, yes, Tom. Everyone will be absolutely annoyed.
Like, who does he think he is?
California is going to be furious.
Rachel will be like, how dare he not know that? Hang on. Oh, that's the... Oh, it looks like a nice river. Do you know the
thing? Oh, yeah.
Thing with that? The Vistula. On the Vistula in Krakow, on a gay boat, slaying. Slay. That's quite a gay travel transport mode.
Yes. Yes. Both sort of Santa and gay.
And saying slay. Yeah.
Gay Santa. Ganter.
And gay Santa. Also, I would say sedan chair, carriage. Those are quite gay as well.
Yes, less, sure.
Harder to come by.
Oh, sedan.
Harder to come by is also the name of my PhD.
Title of your sex tape.
The what, sorry?
Title of your sex tape.
Yes, that would be a good name for one. Do people still make those? People don't have tapes.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I think people are uploading everything. I don't know that people take the time to really, I don't know, to put them onto a VHS. Do let us know if you're in the industry.
Do let us know, though, if that has been something you've been working toward.
Something you've been pushing on.
Something you've been pushing on, exactly. Yes, but you know, it's a tough one. Another name of mine. Anyway, PhDs everywhere today.
But, gosh, you're really doing a lot of PhDs. You must be knackered. No wonder you're tired all the time, love.
No wonder I'm so tired of having all these terrible dreams. Exactly. Oh, would you like to do a PhD? I don't think I would.
No, it's not for me. My brother's doing one, isn't he?
Oh, of course he is. How's he getting on?
Yeah, he's really enjoying it. He's very bright.
He likes it though, doesn't he? He likes that sort of thing.
He loves it. Yeah, he wants it. Yeah, I think he'll end up sort of working in academia in some way. We're very different. But he's a lovely man and very clever.
Think about reading non-fiction books. At least I know I would like to I would like to hear more about his PhD. The thing I find with reading nonfiction books like that, heavy textbooks, is I get quite sort of, I don't know, lost in them, quite sort of lost in my thoughts and then often negative thoughts. And then I think, oh, what am I doing? You know, or I don't take it in.
I can't read any text. It's just not for me. I like a novel, me.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe like a memoir.
Or a memoir. I mean, they don't do those textbooks as, they never do them as audiobooks, do they?
No, and they never do them in sort of, I would read them more, I think, if they were more in a colloquial fashion.
Oh, yeah, that
if
would
it was like, hey, besties, I'm going to tell you about.
Yeah, that would be, then we'd be engaged, yeah.
The First World War.
Yes.
Cut to.
Imagine. Yeah.
Me in a suit. It absolutely slaps. That sort of thing. Yes.
All caps. No caps. Something like that.
Yeah. I don't understand that. The drip was... I don't understand what any of these things are.
No, I don't. I don't mind. I wouldn't have understood it. Thing is, though, I feel quite happy to admit I would not have understood them at the time. You know, when I was young.
Oh, God, no.
So I don't feel too.
No, I wouldn't. If I was a young person now, I wouldn't know the lingo.
No way. No way.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
How is Jose? Is he well?
Well, he's still trying to find his way. So.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
Mm. Now, Tom, you need to go. You've got someone picking you up to take you, to whisk you off to a TV studio.
Well, there's that.
And I have a Pilates class with my name on it.
Oh, good for you, Susie.
Pilates. But I would like to, could I let the listeners know?
Yeah.
I've announced a tour.
Susie, yes. You must tell me.
And it's like been on Instagram and whatnot, but then I remember that lots of people aren't on social media because they have better mental health than ours. Mm. So I'm going on tour. I'm going all over the place. And it's the first leg of the tour. So there will be more dates. If I'm not coming to your place, I'm sorry, but I will hopefully be. If you'd like to come, I would love that. And you can find out all the details at susieruffle.com and the details to my book there as well.
Susie, so very exciting.
It's a good day. Yeah. I do feel quite excited. I had my first sort of press interview for the tour and the book yesterday.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and I felt like it was nice to talk about something that, not that, I feel quite proud of it, which I know is like a cringe thing to say. I know that like...
No, it's not.
But do you know what I mean? Like, but I feel like we're told like, oh God, don't be proud because that's a sin or something. But it was very nice to like talk about it and be like, oh, I feel really proud about sharing this thing and I feel really excited to go back on the road and tell these stories. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
Oh, that's great. No, of course you're not, but you mustn't
cringe.
Yeah, don't get that in your head. Yeah, don't think yourself up about that thing, because you know, that's you're very genuine and people will be very excited to read your wonderful book and see you on stage.
Come on, Tom, let's be honest. I'm an old bitch with an alcohol problem. No.
That what it's called?
Yeah, oh, but it's an alcohol problem.
People
come and see me on the ride.
But the no, you mustn't.
No, it's called The Juggle. But yes. Anyway, listen, Tom, you simply must leave.
Well, I should nip off, but...
But I love you to bits.
Love you all. Love you, Suze. And well done. Everything's going great. And everybody just have good dreams.
Good dreams.
Good dreams. No, don't say they can come true, because I have such bad dreams all the time.
Dreams won't come true. Is that good?
I woke up this morning early. I don't know why. And I thought I could hear somebody in the house. Anyway. It's fine.
It was me.
It was Suze creeping in.
Listen, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. So don't worry, everybody. Don't worry. Put on a nice coat. And
we'll see you soon.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.